first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Lori Corin treats herself to a Roman holiday.
I've always loved the sound of Italian. In high school, I decided to teach myself. I went down to the Toledo Public Library and found a Berlitz book on Italian. In those days, that's how you learned a language. So I began at the beginning and memorized some phrases. My favorite was, "E questo il fazzoletto o la lampada?" meaning, "Is this a handkerchief or a lamp?" In Italian, it has a certain ring to it, and throughout life I would pull it out and regale friends or family with my perfect Italian, delivered with exquisite musical cadence, my hands waving in the air like a true Italian. Last year I was in Rome with friends. I walked the streets and the busy piazzas, ascended the Spanish steps that Audrey Hepburn and Cary Grant once descended in Roman holiday. I was dying to use my one Italian sentence, but I couldn't exactly find the situation where it fit. On our last day in Rome, we took a taxi to a nightclub. Our hefty lady taxi driver didn't speak English. This was my last chance. As she hurried along, swerving from lane to lane, launching expletives at other passing cars, I said, "Mi scusa, signora, è questo il fazzoletto o la lampada?" In the rearview mirror, I could see her face, puzzled, then cracking up. She never answered my question, but her hearty laughter made my Roman holiday. Ciao!
Lori Corin is a writer living in Santa Cruz. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For first person singular, this is Matilda Rand.